Boy, she could holler from the house to the barn and they'd be heard. When 20 degrees, the high today, 24. That sounds good. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's meet Dr. Bill Doles right here.
Teenagers is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
You know, it occurred to us, it sounded like a little bit of Green Acres, your experience. You are a doctor in St. Paul, dentist.
Right.
And Dr. Bill Doles, and you decided to move out in the country. Why?
I wanted to move the family out. I had five children, four of them boys. They were ages 7 to 14. Mm-hmm. And the city just wasn't a place I wanted to raise my boys.
So you moved out here, but you were so enchanted by everything you saw around you, like especially the farming, you decided to get into it.
Well, no, kind of.
little by little.
I got talked into it. There was a fellow in town here, wonderful guy, passed away just recently, Sonny Fossum. He said, you should have some cattle on that. You've got a nice big pasture. I've got some cattle for you.
That's nice of him.
They were really nice. He said, all you'll have to do is just feed them out and just feed them grain and everything will be just fine. And he had five black Angus. And I said, now, you know I don't know anything about farming. And I want something that's going to be easy to take care of. This will be very simple for you. Just all you have to do is feed them, just put them in that pasture and just take care of them.
And you don't have to milk them or anything?
Nothing.
Beef cattle?
Nothing, no. I don't think we had to milk them. Maybe that was my problem.
Did they look stressed at all?
A little bit.
That's the voice of Roger Stromberg.
Well, at any rate, the first night we had them, Mary and I, my wife Mary and I, went out to take a look at our stock, our five head. And we were standing out there watching. They walked over to a four-foot fence, and all five of them jumped the fence. And went into the adjoining pasture where there were about 30 whiteface having calves.
Now how much do these Angus beef weigh?
They were about 700-800 pounds at this time.
A 700-pound creature can jump over a four-foot fence?
Yeah, if he's crossed with a jackrabbit.
But you didn't realize that.
No.
Do Angus, are they better jumpers than others?
That's what I heard after. The only way I got them back was I had Ralph Steer come over and get them back for me. One of the boys went in, went back to the barn and saddled up a horse. He was going to round him up with a horse. And, a lot of yelling, and all they did was run. Thank God they were Angus, not whiteface. I don't think we would have ever gotten them back.
Yeah, they did. They did stand out in the whiteface.
Yes, they did, luckily.
Yeah. You know, you should have tried sheep.
We did.
Why are you surprised, Raj? They say there's one born every minute.
That was after the horses.
Well, what happened with the sheep?
Well, it was interesting the way we got the sheep because Henry Sharpen said, I'll get you some at an auction. And I told him how much I wanted to pay for them and gave him the top price. And we get out there to the auction. I'd never been to a farm auction before either. That's an experience in itself. And
make sure you don't raise your hand.
Right. That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah.
But at any rate, the auctioneer started the bidding, and Henry started the bidding with my top bid. That was it.
You didn't want to waste any time.
And I looked at him, but nobody else bid against him. So I wound up with a sheep.
You should have bid for yourself lower and get it going the other direction.
Well, that's what I thought he was going to do, but he started out. He said, how far would you go? And that's the bid he made, first bid.
Did you, did you hear the sheep? Did you do all right with them?
Well, we did fine with
them. That worked out? Okay. You just paid a little too much is all.
No.
Okay.
More than you wanted to, that's
No, it was just fine. Everything worked out just fine.
Well, then what are you complaining about?
I'm not complaining.
Oh, okay.
How about the horses?
That's a different story.
A horse of a different color.
We bought a pony for the youngest boy. Everybody else had a bicycle when they made the first communion. So he was making his first communion, so we bought him a pony. And we've got this pony out, and this Louis Schmidt that I bought him from, when I picked the pony up, here I was with, I was practicing in town yet. I had white shoes, and I had a hard time getting a horse trailer and get this pony Nelly on it. The Louis Schmidt, I asked him, I said, well, what do I feed? You know, like when you get a dog, they'll give you some dog food and this type of thing. And I said, what do you feed them? You write down what I should feed Nelly? And he said, just give her some oats and let her eat some grass. And that was the last time I asked one of those dumb questions like that. But he said it was Nelly had been bred to have a pony.
Yeah. I tell you, it's a great place to live, though, isn't it?
Wonderful.
How did
you
have lived here?
You
never had it.
Oh. We fed her. We kept feeding her. He said, feed her a lot of food so that she's going to foal.
Did you pay extra because she was going to... Oh, okay.
Lucked out.
That's an old trick that works, too. No. This cow is going to have a calf. We're going to charge a little extra here, and never does.
One of the things about that she finally did foal later on, and that was with another horse that we got that had a colt, and we didn't get it gelded soon enough. And one day we looked up in the field and coming down in the pasture and said, what was that big dog that's running alongside of Nellie? Nellie had a colt. The Shetland pony was bred by the horse that we just had gelded. Now you gotta figure that one out.
Are you sure you can trust that veterinarian?
I don't know. That wasn't in Goodyear. That was in a different town.
But so, how long have you lived on this farm, Danny?
16 years.
So, tell us what it's like. Now, you commute to St. Paul.
No.
You don't.
No, I gave up the practice.
Well, you did.
Okay. That was a different.
You just settled in once you figured out how to raise those sheep.
Right. Once I found Goodyear, I
and got a 10-foot fence for the Angus.
Right. But I hurt my back haying, and that's why I had to change.
Is that another story?
That's another story.
You know those big round bales?
He
was trying to roll them back to the barn. Bet you they're glad to see you come down here. And
Dr. Bill Doles, ladies and gentlemen.
You're checking your holiday gift list, and you come across names of people that you know would love a night or two out on the town. Live theater is one of their favorites, or perhaps it's saved only for special occasions. Well, there isn't a better holiday gift idea than a Chanhassen Dinner Theater's gift certificate. You have your choice of four plays under one roof. The long-running I Do traces the marriage of a lifetime. Kiss Me, Kate is a full-blown, colorful musical production that makes you smile and hum along. Alan Hamilton and Peter Moore play Russian and American diplomats in A Walk in the Woods. You'll feel like you're eavesdropping on the start of a friendship in a very unlikely location. And then there's a Chanhassen production just for the holidays called Your Holiday Show of Shows. It's full of skits and songs from the 50s. So consider a Chanhassen Dinner Theater's gift certificate for any amount. They're just the ticket for anyone on your gift list. To order, call the Chanhassen Dinner Theaters or Ticketmaster locations, including Dayton's. Chanhassen Dinner Theaters, it's the best evening out in the Midwest.
Boone and Erickson with a holiday treat for you for Dairy Fresh Holiday Nogs. We have August to do a Scandinavian poem for the holidays.
Yeah.
You got it ready?
Yeah.
Okay, August.
Last the night before Christmas and all through the stores, Dairy Fresh Eggnog was selling like never before. The women took the nog time with its calories so few. The kids took the holly nog, because it was a milk nog brew. Some folks wanted regular nog, other gourmet supreme, because they knew Dairy Fresh used quality eggs, milk, and cream. men sprang to the dairy case for their Continental Supreme, a custard-style nog in true Southern tradition. I in my jogging suit and Ma in the same, we whistled and shouted and called them by name. Get your holly nog and nog time, the regular nog's a dream. So's the gourmet nog and the Continental Supreme. These Christmas nogs from Dairy Fresh are going fast as Santa's sleigh, but there's still some in the dairy case. So get yours today.
Oh, August, that was nice. A happy holiday from Dairy Fresh and Holiday Nogs.
This is Ginger Sisko with a public service message from WCCO Radio. The Children's Program of Northern Ireland is looking for 100 Upper Midwest families interested in hosting a 10 or 11-year-old child from the Belfast area. For the past 17 summers, hundreds of children have come to Minnesota and Wisconsin to spend 6 weeks of summer, experiencing family life and seeing Catholics and Protestants living together in harmony. If you'd like information on being a host family, call 612-920-3520.
All right. We've been talking with Dr. Bill Dole. So now you actually practice in Goodhue, you say?
Yes, I do. I have for the last 16 years.
Well, giving up practice in the big city of St. Paul to come here to the just almost as big as St. Paul, Goodhue.
Right.
How did that all happen?
Well, the town had put up a building in around 1960 for a health building, for a health care building, and they never were able to get anybody into the building. They had a dentist in that came in for, I think, about a year. And the last dentist that was in town was in, I think, 1945, 46. And so I decided to cut my commuting time to St. Paul.
You love living here so much.
Right. And I cut my commuting time that I would come here to Goodhue. I was impressed with the town and the people. And the people I talked to, like Vaughn Bean and Sonny Fossum and the people in town here, that I decided to put a satellite practice here for a day and a half. And it developed into a practice now that we're here 6 days a week and I have an associate.
Just driving through the town, you get the impression of a very progressive town, a lot of new homes being built, in addition to the great old homes that have always been here. So obviously a very active community.
Very active, very active. The people here in Goodhue, I think, are just great. It's a good combination of the German and Irish and Scandinavian, and a real high degree of competence with the farming and with the business community and then with the government. We've got a mayor that has been running, well, he's been elected unopposed for 16 years. Unbelievable community spirit that he has.
Hmm. Unopposed, huh? Maybe I ought to run.
You ought to run.
You ever been to radio with that voice of yours? It's too good.
I've never been this close to a microphone since I was 19 years old. I was in Japan, and a friend of mine was going over to audition at radio station JOAK in Tokyo. That's where Tokyo Rose broadcast from.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
And I could speak a little Japanese, so he wanted me to go along with him. Well, at any rate, he auditioned, and they gave me a script.
Yeah.
The guy came by, the guy looked familiar, but he gave me the script. And the fellow went in, auditioned, and then he said, well, don't you want to audition? So I went in, and I got all tangled up with one word, albumania.
say Charlie Osgood right now.
Charlie Osgood.
I think you got it.
Okay.
The Osgood File. I'm Charles Osgood, CBS News. A major battle is shaping up in the toy world. Not for today, maybe, but just tomorrow, you watch Nintendo versus the Atari Lynx. Stand by.
You want to start small, but think tall. That's your plan with computers that can grow along with you.
How are you going to do it?
Well, you're going to PS to it.
With the IBM PS2.
If you'd like a computer you can start with and stay with, do work at home and do homework with, run a business and play games with, welcome to your IBM dealer's free-for-all, where you can get an IBM PS2 computer for less and over $500 worth of software for your home or office free. And feel free to ask about the instant credit with no payments until February. The offer ends January 15th. So if you like a good free-for-all, see your nearest IBM authorized dealer soon.
How are you gonna do it?
Easy. You're gonna PS to it.
The solution is IBM. The solution is IBM.
In the beginning was the void. No video games had been created. And then along came Atari with Pong. Remember that? May seem pretty tame right now, but it was hot stuff at the time. Then with the advent of more sophisticated video games, the novelty wore off and Atari sales fell. Then came a new kid on the block, Japan's Nintendo. And all of a sudden, Super Mario Brothers became a household name. Well, this year, the hot item for Christmas is the Nintendo Game Boy, which is a handheld version of the video game. It sells for about $90. It has a sound system and a black and white picture. Cartridges for the game cost about $25 apiece. But now, there's a new kid on the handheld video game block. And it's Atari, trying to make a comeback with its Lynx system. Analysts and retailers who've seen it are raving about it. The Lynx is not in black and white. Toy analysts say the picture is sharp and in vivid color, and it has a sound system, too. The reviewers are raving about it, but parents may not be quite so enthusiastic because the Lynx handheld costs $179, twice the price of the Nintendo Game Boy. And the Lynx cartridges cost $35 to $40 apiece compared to $25 for Game Boy. A buyer for FAO Schwartz says the price tag, however, is justified. A buyer for Toys R Us is also enthusiastic, although he says we'll have to wait to see how the customer reacts. It should be an interesting contest someday, but it will not be any contest this Christmas, because fewer than 70,000 of the Lynx systems will be available in the United States before the holiday, and those units will be available only in the New York area. Full national distribution won't begin till the first half of next year. This is what you'd call missing the boat, wouldn't you say, just in time for the big 4th of July toy season? Meantime, Nintendo says it's shipping more than a million Game Boys for this Christmas shopping season, and that won't even meet half the demand. Atari says it's tried to sell its Lynx system in Japan and accuses Nintendo of monopolistic practices to lock out the competition. Nintendo denies that. And if Atari isn't ready to sell Lynx in Toledo and Yakima, why worry about Tokyo and Yokohama? The Osgood File. Charles Osgood, CBS News.
You'll find them all at Sears and Sears Brand Central. Your favorite six names in microwaves. Amana, Tappan, GE, Sharp, Panasonic, and of course, Kenmore. And right now, your choice of these two compact microwaves. A Sharp Carousel or a Kenmore microwave with electronic digital display. Either one, just $99.87 all across the continental U.S. Great low prices, great values like this. Only at Sears and Sears Brand Central. For your money's worth and a whole lot more.
The Osgood File, Wednesday, November 22nd, 1989.
Charlie Osgood on the Boone and Erickson Show on CCO Radio, broadcasting live from Goodhue, Minnesota. Goodhue, Minnesota. Let's hear it for Goodhue. That's okay.